we'll get to crazy Alec Baldwin. We'll get to crooked Kathy Hochul. We'll get to very honest Kanye West and more coming up. The guy that caught the Aaron Judge ball last night, Judge, it was a doubleheader yesterday. And in the second game, Judge hit his 62nd home run. He broke Maris's
here's
record.
The 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
And a fan named Corey Yeomans is the guy that caught the ball. He just out and out caught it. It's his ball. He's got it. He's under no actual obligation to give it back. The ball is worth millions. Turns out this guy, Corey Yeomans, today already was offered $2 million for the ball and turned it down. He turned it down. Now, a lot of experts, Brandon Steiner, those type of guys that deal in all this stuff, are now saying the ball could be worth up to $5 million. So he's going to hang on to this ball, and he's turning. I mean, imagine, would you just take the $2 million? Would you hold out for more? Well, he is. He is, and we'll see what happens. So, as Rob Astorino reported last hour, corrupt Kathy Hochul. Now, she's got a great business model. If you want to fundraise, she'll do anything for any donor. I don't care how crooked it looks. That NFL stadium deal looked really corrupt, but she did it. They don't use taxpayer money anymore for NFL stadiums. It hasn't happened in decades. But she put a couple of billion into this NFL stadium in which her husband has a business interest. So it looked totally corrupt. And there's a whole bunch of these deals. The most recent one, $13. And how do they justify charging so much money? Well, they can charge that because they're not a company that makes these tests. They have nothing to do with making tests. It's not their business. So they got to go buy them from somebody else and mark them up. This is the sleaziest deal. Just naked corruption. She gives this guy the contract after his massive donation. It's like a $600 million contract. And then when asked about it, she says, I don't even know that. I had no idea this was the same guy. I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about the guy. Well, then they show her, well, you were at his house. Here you are at his house for a fundraiser. I didn't know this was the same guy with this company. Then the next day, well, look at this. You hired his son for your campaign. Well, I didn't know this guy was related to it. I had no idea. So total corruption. And as Rob Astorino reported, she's been threatening donors, big Republican donors, Democratic donors. You see, if you're a big Republican donor, you got major business interests in New York State. You need permits. You need this. You need rulings. You need regulation. You need all kinds of stuff. You need contracts. So even if you're a big Republican donor, you're giving a fortune to Schumer, Gillibrand. They are big on donor service. You give a lot of money to Hochul. She takes care of you. And in fact, she's so openly corrupt. Donors love that. Even Republican donors. Look how corrupt. You just write a check and get anything you want. So she quickly raised $30 million without blinking. And it turns out she's been letting these donors know. Her people have been calling them. Don't you dare give anything to Lee Zeldin. If you give anything to Lee Zeldin, you're going to be shut out. I mean, this is as corrupt and dirty as you can get. And that's Kathy Hochul. So if that makes you mad, the answer to that is just give money to Lee Zeldin. You're not a business that needs contracts. You don't need permits or anything like this. You can give all you want to Zeldin. Just go to ZeldinForNewYork.com. And that's where you can really make a difference. The small donations, the $20, the $50, ZeldinForNewYork.com. You're starting to see his ads because we've been telling people to donate. Others have. And he's got money flowing in. Now, the other thing he did, they have set up a couple of PACs where these big donors can give without their names being disclosed, so Hochul can't threaten them. And I know there's one guy that's put in $4 million. There's another that's put in a couple of million. So there is money now coming into Zeldin, but he needs more. So help him out. He's within 5 points right now in the real polls, not these fake public polls. In the real polls, he's 5 points away, and that's way ahead of where Pataki was at this point. So it'll be a pretty amazing race. I think you're going to – it's 34 days away. It's all about turnout. Make sure you turn out. And the other important thing is get your neighbors to turn out. Make sure they're turning out. Get your friends to turn out. And that'll make all the difference. Speaking of crazy and disgusting, let's get to Alec Baldwin. He wants to finish that movie, Rust. So he's just reached a massive civil settlement with the family of the woman he killed. And I guess he killed the woman, and then was it the director? Somebody else got hit with the bullet. So he settled the cases, which means they can go ahead and finish the film. Do you know anybody on earth that is waiting to see this film? I don't know anybody wants to see an Alec Baldwin film. And if I find out it's a Western, I really don't want to see it. This guy from Massapequa is in a Western? This Long Island guy with the Long Island accent is in a Western. How does that work? So it's a disheveled, dusty Western with Alec Baldwin called Rust. They're going to resume shooting in January. They're going to, you know, it was, I guess he couldn't get any work. I guess nobody would hire Alec Baldwin in recent years. So he produces this movie himself. He raised the money and he's producing it himself. That's why they got to finish it. It's his money. It's his production. So they got to finish it. Hey, speaking of something bad, if you got somebody you don't like, if you got somebody you want to really pay back, there's this new play that is open, Tom Stoppard's new play. Is it called Stoppardsville? I can't remember what it's called. It's a Tom Stoppard play. You know, this is one of these things the critics love. You read the New York Times and all the great critics. They talk about how brilliant it is. It's the most brilliant new play. It's brilliant. But if you read the review carefully, they don't say it's any good or that anybody would want to sit through this thing. It goes on for a couple of hours. There's no intermission. That's not bad enough. It takes place in 1899. I know people have gone to see it. It's painful. Painful to sit through. Just painful. So if you have somebody you don't like and you want to just torture them, get them tickets to see this Tom Stoppard show with the no intermission. Don't tell them there's no intermission. Wait till they get there and find out. So that's the latest on Broadway. You remember Les Mis? A lot of people would go see Les Mis. 4 hours and they don't know what the hell's going on in this show. It's just torture for a lot of them. But they wanted to say they saw it. It sounds good. I was at Les Mis. It was Les Mis. It sounded good to say it. The same thing with this Tom Stoppard show. Oh, the new Tom Stoppard play. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's it about? It's about 2 hours. I don't know. So just torture having to sit through that. Hey, gas prices are going to go nuts. I hate to tell you this, but crazy in 36 days. The election is 34 days away. Once it's over, it seems like the price of gas has been coming down in the last few weeks. It's been getting a little better. That's all been artificially done by Biden and the sleazy Democrats. They have been tapping into our oil supply, our strategic petroleum reserve. That's our emergency oil supply, which is really supposed to be for the military and only for emergency use in a crisis. Biden has been depleting it, releasing millions of gallons from there to artificially lower the price of gas. That's why it's been happening. Now, after the election, the day after, he'll stop doing that. He's doing this just to get prices lower, helping Democrats in the election. But the day after the election, he'll stop doing that, and gas prices will go way up. The only other thing you can do in his mind, the one thing you could do, we could just go back to producing our own oil. Just turn the spigots back on here in this country. We'll have all the oil we need. It'll drop to $2 a gallon. Everything will be fine. But he's not going to do that. So the only other thing he can do is get the Saudis to give us a little more oil. Well, they just announced they're cutting production by 2 million barrels a day. They're cutting production. Russia, cutting production. So you're going to see gas prices explode after the election. It's another reason you better hope Republicans get elected, because they could do something about turning our spigots back on. This is the only country that could produce all the oil it needs and doesn't. We could be totally energy independent, and we don't. But things look good. It's 34 days away. Don't get overconfident. It's all about turnout. Got to make sure you turn out. Got to make sure you get your friends to turn out. But indicators are a big Republican win. There's even a new Gallup poll that shows Republican favorability at an all-time high. It's way ahead of Democratic favorability, more than ever right now. Also, new voter registration is heavily Republican, not Democratic. These are all good indicators. But turnout, very important. Make sure you turn out. Hey, Elon Musk is going to go ahead with the purchase of Twitter at the original way too high price. He's obviously figured out some way to transform Twitter into something much bigger than it is. I think that's one reason. Now, the other reason is he was in this massive lawsuit legal battle trying to hold him to the original price, and he's been losing every round. It looked like he was going to definitely lose this legal battle. So that's the reason he caved, and we'll go back to the original price. The other reason, I think, is he sees that Facebook is collapsing. Facebook is collapsing. Facebook itself is dead. Instagram is still pretty hot, and they own that. But Facebook itself just dying. Nobody's using it anymore. And right now, they changed the name of the company to Meta, as in the metaverse. Right now, they're about to announce massive layoffs at Facebook. And they're betting everything on this new thing called the metaverse. This will be the future, the metaverse. But I think they're wrong. I don't think the metaverse will be much of anything. I don't think that's going anywhere. Even some of the greatest brains in the business, Tim Cook and others, say they don't really see much of a future for the metaverse. They think it's like Google Glasses. It's going to turn out to be nothing and just go away. So that's all Zuckerberg's got up his sleeve. So this could be the total downfall of him and Facebook. Now, here's the problem. You used to get your cable TV bill. You know, it was like $40 a month for cable TV. Then the next thing you know, you get the premium package, the gold package, the platinum package, this channel, that channel. Next thing you know, your cable bill is $150 a month. And before you know it, somehow with the internet, the phone, it's $200 a month. How the hell did this happen? Well, that's why everybody started switching over to streaming. Who the hell needs this? I'll get Netflix. I'll get Hulu. And once those took off, the big companies that were supplying the content, like Disney, I think Disney was first. Disney boss Robert Iger said the fact that he was selling his movies and his TV and everything to Netflix, it was a nice revenue source, but he realized it was like giving away the nuclear secrets. Why let them have revenue off your movies? It's our content. Why don't we take all the revenue? So let's set up our own streaming service. So Disney's streaming service sets up. And then NBC watches this and says, well, why should we give away half the revenue on our content? We'll do our own streaming. And they set up Peacock. And HBO said, hey, wait a minute. We invented this business. We're the ones that invented producing our own shows and movies and series. So they create HBO Max. Next thing you know, you get 10 great streaming services. And they're all great. Everybody's signing up for them all. But next thing you know, wait a minute. You're back up to $200 a month now. What the hell happened? So the idea, the solution is somebody's got to combine all these into a bundle, a streaming bundle. So that way you can get the cost down. You'll get like the 10 major streaming services, even if you can't do that. Here's six major streaming companies all in one bundle, and you'll pay this amount. Well, they've been trying to do that. A couple of people, NBC among others, they've been trying to do this, but nobody will agree to it. Nobody will agree to it. One of the problems they have with these subscription services is people cancel. They're getting a lot of cancellation. Sometimes people will sign up because they want to watch one show, one series. And then when they're done, they'll get rid of the subscription. So they do have a cancellation problem. But nobody wants to get into this bundling deal because they'll have to give up half the revenue again. So they'd rather live with the cancellations than give up half their revenue. So I don't know what the answer to this is. But I think I told you this way in the beginning when people were cutting the cord. Wait till everybody switches to streaming. They'll get it back up to $200 a month before you know it. And they did. So, we're talking about this parents' weekend. Colleges having this parents' weekend where all the parents come up. Who does this benefit? Rob Astorino said, well, it's good for the parents to see where their money's going, to make sure everything's fine with the kids. And then he said, the other thing is, it's studies show in the first month or two, that's when the kids are homesick, especially freshmen, and they want to see their parents. I don't think any kid ever wants to see his parents at college, ever. That's one of the reasons you go to college. Get away from them. Go crazy and do what you want in college. Who needs the parents showing up for a whole weekend? And in 2022, it's even worse. Not only do they show up, they put it all over Instagram. It's embarrassing. Your parents Instagramming you at college and but again, and the other reason they do it, these colleges want to really develop a relationship with the parents. Because even though you're going to be out of college in 3 years, they want to keep coming back to you for money, for them for money, for donations, alumni fund. You overpay like crazy for college. What the hell is $50,000 a year for? It's an incredible overpayment for tuition. And then when you're done, for the rest of your life, they chase you like you owe them money. Like you got to contribute to the alumni. It's ridiculous. Hey, check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. I love Loretta Lynn. She passed away yesterday. This is a very rare video. It's the only time Loretta Lynn and Frank Sinatra got together. It's hard to picture. But look at this. They did a duet together. Now, this is really funny. Ever since people started pumping their own gas, it's a lot of disasters. For a lot of people don't know how to run a gas pump. Well, this is very funny. It's a whole collection of the dumbest gas station gaffes ever. Take a look. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Let's see here. Let's go to Joe in Long Island. Joe, how you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I wanted to say that that sneaky, sinister Democrat from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, has some hell of a nerve pointing fingers at Herschel Walker. When Raphael Warnock is just as bad, if not worse, how many times has Raphael Warnock tried to attack his wife? There's reports he even tried to run her over. Yet the media doesn't want to go after him or any other Democrat.
No, you're right, Joe. Very good point. But I, from what I'm hearing from the Walker campaign, fundraising is way up since this dirty trick October surprise with the sun. Let's go to Bill in Hackensack, New Jersey. Bill, how you doing?
Thanks, Mark. Mark, a father of three visiting his son's college in New York, this was on this morning on the news, was just murdered because Governor Kathy Hochul and her Democrat friends released two violent criminals who should have been in jail. They have long arrest records. They were out, and now this family's destroyed because of that.
That's true. Thanks for calling. You got a 34 days. You got a big election in 34 days. Throw them all out, every one of them, not just the governor, everybody in the state legislature. Switch the state legislature from Democrat to Republican, and you'll get rid of the no bail, no jail crap. And if you get Lee Zeldin as governor, he will fire these DAs that are releasing these criminals. The day one, he is on this show the other day, he said day one he'll fire them. And under emergency powers, will stop the no bail, suspend that stupid no bail, no jail law. How many people do we have to have killed before we get rid of this stupid law? You know, these Democrats, but no party, as in these Republicans are no bargain either, but in this case, you want the Republicans. No party has ever done anything dumber than these woke Democrats. You had a problem. It all began. You could go back to George Floyd. Boy, that was terrible what happened to George Floyd. That cop deserves to be in prison forever. But their response, defund the police, it was the most ridiculous response ever. Just get that cop. And if you think you found any other cops like him, get them out of the department. That's the defund the police, caused the biggest crime wave and murder spree in the history of America. It's ridiculous. You know, once in a while, there's a fireman who steals. It's happened. Very rare, but sometimes there's a big fire. They're all running around in the house, and the fireman will slip something in his pocket. Once in a while, it's a rare occurrence, but it's happened. And if you find out that's happened, you know what? Fire that guy. But you wouldn't defund the fire department. You wouldn't say, let's get rid of the fire department. Let's have them stop responding to fire. That's not the solution. Only these woke Democratic idiots could come up with the world's dumbest solution. Let's go to Steve in Staten Island. Steve, what do you want to say?
Mark, hi. I just wanted to check in about that guy who caught the ball last night. The first move I make, I get that ball in the safety deposit box the next morning because I know it's worth seven figures. The second thing I do is I contact Sotheby's. And just to get an estimate on the ball, and whoever buys it, or if somebody gives me an independent offer, I say, I'll take that offer, but divide it by two-thirds to account for my tax base.
I'm sure the guy's doing that. And Sotheby's is not the best with selling a ball. It's more like these memorabilia guys, these Brandon Steiner types. And they're saying it could be worth up to $5 million, but you got a good point. I hope he's got the ball in a very safe place, not in his house. with this crime wave going on. Hey, Ann Coulter is away today. She'll be with us tomorrow. But coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Rollins, the best political analyst of all. So what's going to happen in 34 days with the Senate, with the House? What's going to happen? We'll get to that. And what do these candidates need to do right now? We'll get to that next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Paul DeCastro.
And thank you, Mark. A funeral for murdered city EMT Allison Russo Elling is taking place on Long Island. She was stabbed multiple times and killed in Queens in an unprovoked attack. President Biden will get a firsthand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ian in Florida today. He's visiting Fort Myers, where he's expected to meet up with Governor DeSantis. A suspect is on the loose after stabbing a 31-year-old man in the leg at the Times Square subway station this morning. The victim will be okay, but the suspect fled on a 7 train. And Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is now the single-season home run champion in the American League. He hit his 62nd home run last night, breaking a record set by Roger Maris back in 1961. Your next update at 12 o'clock. Breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 till 10 tomorrow. I'm Paul DeCastro on 710 WOR.
Well, let's talk to the dean himself, Ed Rollins, the greatest political analyst. You want to help in the midterms. You don't know where to go, where to donate, what to go to. He runs the GreatAmericaPack.com. They have all the right candidates, the right issues. GreatAmericaPack.com. Ed Rollins, how you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good. Hey, there's this new Gallup poll shows Republicans with the highest favorability I've ever seen and the biggest lead over Democrats. Does that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, it does. It means that we're getting momentum back in a campaign. When you got a little over 5 weeks to go, you know, the critical thing is it's not head-to-head in polling. Polling is not exactly a perfect, but it does tell you which side has momentum. And right now, Republicans have momentum in a lot of places. I think we have an excellent opportunity of getting the Senate back. I think the House is much closer than people anticipated. And I think to a certain extent, it's now a question of, in the last 30 days, can you really drive this message home? And can you basically make the issues about the inflation, the law and order, or lack of law and order in so many of these communities, and who best has the opportunity to make the country safer again?
Yeah. The abortion stuff, it looked like a disaster for Republicans, but Democrats made too much of that too soon. Hasn't that kind of faded away? It's not much of an issue right now?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, people still indicate, particularly some women indicate that it's an overwhelming issue, but there's a lot of issues that matter in a campaign. And I think to a certain extent, people are going to walk into, you know, people that are basically absolutely pro-choice and are going to vote no matter whether there was a Supreme Court decision or not on that issue, are offset by those who are pro-life. So to a certain extent, I don't think that's quite the issue they thought it was going to be. And what's become more and more of an issue is the lawlessness in the cities that we see every day, and equally as important, the runaway inflation and the lack of leadership in Washington. And I think to a certain extent, when you've got crises all over the world, you have a Florida hurricane that basically needs significant leadership. You need situation with North Korea, the situation with Iran, the situation with Russia, Ukraine war. And when you look at the president and the president's team, you just don't see overwhelming confident leadership. So my sense is in the 5 weeks, a lot can happen.
Yeah. I don't see any leadership from Biden or whoever the committee is running him. Don't you think if there was any real actual leadership in the White House, they would have called all these governors, district attorneys, mayors, and screamed at them, do something about the crime? Wouldn't they have done that 6 months ago?
Well, they should have done it 6 months ago because the crime is prevalent, and it's going to be even more significant. You know, you've got thousands and thousands of immigrants coming across the border who are now being transferred to cities far away from the border. You know, I'm not accusing anybody of having crime before they commit the crime, but it creates an uncertainty in a lot of these communities, and people are worried about it, and people are going to be don't feel safe. If you don't feel safe in your own community, your own home, you want to change it, you're going to want to vote more so than I think on the abortion issue.
Yeah. Now, Ed Rollins, you've seen a lot of races. You ever seen any midterm where the country was in worse shape, where it looked, I mean, could it look any worse, the conditions for Democrats to get reelected?
I don't think so. I go back. I mean, the first election we had with Reagan in 82, we picked up a lot of seats in the election, and by reapportionment, the Democrats took back a number of those seats. And we had severe economic problems, but we had a path, we had a plan, and the plan became very prevalent in the following 2 years. I don't see any plan at this point in time. All the Democrats have done is spend enormous sums of money. And even though we're very supportive of Ukraine, every other day there seems to be another $1 billion or $1 trillion being spent somewhere. The student loan program, the repayment, the numbers are astronomical. A lot of people are very resentful of that, particularly those who went and paid for their own college, or those who basically couldn't go to college because they did something else, are not very happy about subsidies being paid to those who did. The promises made to repay the loans by the students, it's not happening. So yeah. I think there's a lot of issues out there that are going to play before it's all said and done.
Now, of course, Ed Rollins, I never underestimate Republicans' ability to screw this up going into the election. What can they do wrong now?
Well, they can do lots of different things wrong, and we've both seen it in the past. Right now, you've got to take three or four of these issues. Nothing esoteric. And the McCarthy plan is very esoteric. We want to make everybody happy. We want to make everybody have good jobs and what have you. You got to go out there and you got to hammer some real objectives and remind people of why things aren't good in the country and how you can fix them. As an alternative party, you can fix them. And as a governing party, you can really fix them. And that's what they need to be talking about.
Yeah. Hey, this Herschel Walker stuff, this October surprise, this is just the first of it. There are probably more of these coming out, these October surprises, wouldn't you think?
Sure, there's no question. Herschel's a man who's remade his life at a great athletic career. But there's a lot of missteps. First time candidates made a lot of missteps along the way. I still think it's still a 2 or 3 point race. But I think one of the things we all have to be very careful of is the polls are not 100% accurate. They measured momentum in a day. They don't predict absolutely. What's going to happen on election day. And Herschel obviously has to respond to this, and he has to basically produce evidence if he can that this didn't happen. Or he has to shift, say this is something that happened 20 years ago. Let's move forward. And I think to a certain extent, you have to stress your strengths, and he has many strengths.
Yeah. Hey, Ed Rollins, you've spent a lifetime in politics. You've seen it all. You ever think you'd live to see a guy like John Fetterman, a lunatic in a sweatsuit, actually be competitive in a Senate race?
Well, John's the lieutenant governor of the state. He basically represents labor, blue collar, more socialistic programs. You can't underestimate him, but I think the key thing here is that our candidate has to get in the state and argue the issues we're talking about here today. You can't make this about what state you live in or what you're going to do. Yeah. What you're going to do is take his record, explain how he's going to vote with Biden on everything, and you're not, and march forward. And so far, that it has not been a great campaign. If we lose some of these races, it's going to be because the candidates are first-time candidates and they haven't performed up to the level. I think at the end of the day here, though, it's going to be an extremely close race, and Pennsylvania is the ultimate swing state.
Yeah. A lot of funny business goes on in those Pennsylvania elections, right? So you got to win by more than a point or two to really overcome that.
I would argue at this point in time you need to win by more than a point or two everywhere.
Now, what about Zeldin in New York? The corrupt Kathy Hochul has out-fundraised him like 10-1, but wouldn't you say Zeldin has done a pretty good job of trying to stay in there and hang in there?
He's done a very good job. He's been badly outspent. And as I said last week and week before, I mean, she is someone who will make Cuomo look like a saint by the time she's done. She's stepped in and taken his playbook and is making deals with every donor, promising everything in the world. It's like politics here 40, 50 years ago in New York. And if she gets to be the governor in a full term, it would be a disaster. And I think Zeldin's a good candidate. I think he's doing much better than people anticipated. He's being outspent. But at the end of the day here, I think people have to walk in the voting booth and say, who do you really want? You want someone who's going to basically change this state dramatically and make it a better state, better policies, or you're going to go back to the old policies from many decades ago.
Yeah. So what does that mean? It all comes down to turnout. And what do you do to make sure there's turnout?
Well, you got to go out and identify your voters, and you got to basically have a lot of volunteers in the field. You can't depend on TV commercials or radio commercials driving voters to the polls. you have to go out and identify your voters. The party in New York is doing a much better job. It's done a long time. And nationally, that's what you have to do. You have to go find your voters, identify them, knock on their door, say, please, will you come vote? I'll help you. Here's a card and take you to vote, take you back. You got to make sure everybody is called, everybody is not having their doors knocked on, and stress how important this election is. This is an election that has dramatic importance to this country.
Wow. So that's really the way it works. You knock on the door and convince somebody to vote and we'll drive you. I mean, that seems like a very slow process.
It is a slow process, but every vote matters. I mean, we've been in these elections, where it comes down to a couple thousand votes here and there. So at the end of the day here, you're not going to drive people by TV commercials alone. You've got to make sure you're making a personal contact. We need your vote. Please remind you to vote, and we'll help you get to the poll. We'll take care of you. A couple thousand votes make all the difference in the world. So that's what we have to do.
Very important point. Well, if you want to help, go to greatamericapac.com. You can donate, you can sign up, you can volunteer. Hey, and go to zeldinfornewyork.com. You can help him there. But go to Ed Rollins runs the greatamericapac.com. He'll take care of you and make sure you get the right candidates, the right issues. Ed Rollins, thanks for being with us. Great talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. So we lost Loretta Lynn yesterday. I loved her. Now, this is a very rare video. There was one time Loretta Lynn and Frank Sinatra got together and did a duet. Take a look at it. Also, ever since people started pumping their own gas, a lot of people can't figure out how to pump gas. And take a look at this montage, some of the funniest, dumbest gas station gaffes ever. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/mark 710WOR.com/mark Well, we're out of time, but it's been quite a program. A lot of stuff coming out here. So we know the guy that caught the Aaron Judge 62nd home run ball was offered $2 million already for it and turned it down. Some experts say it could be worth up to $5 million. What else do we learn in today's show? We learned that Rob Astorino reported that donors report they've been getting threatening phone calls from Kathy Hochul. Don't give any money to Lee Zeldin or we'll cut you out. If you expect to get anything from us, don't give to Zeldin. That's Kathy Hochul. And as Ed Rollins just said, it's like old style Tammany Hall, dirty politics from the 40s or 50s. I think he's the one that gave her the nickname called Kathy Hochul. Cuomo's Revenge. That's what she is. Cuomo's Revenge. Just totally disgusting, corrupt. 34 days till the election. 34 days. All going to be about turnout. Hey, Buck Sexton and Clay Travis coming up next. Sean Hannity, the most listened to radio show in America, coming up at 3 o'clock. You got Jesse Kelly at 6 every day. John Batchelor at 9. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. Or listen anytime you want. Just get the podcast. So thanks for being here. I'll see you tomorrow on 710 WOR.